As Felix had done before, he drove to the parking apron behind the Savarov house. I wasn't surprised that their yard lights, if they had any, weren't on, and only one light was visible in the back of the house. How could they be sure we were coming tonight? They'd probably figured we'd been arrested, too. And I still had to tell the three women everything that had happened. As I climbed out of Felix's car, I was tangled in my thoughts and very tired. From the slump in Felix's shoulders, he felt the same. And that was when we were attacked. Fighting for your life clarifies your thoughts and gives you a boost of energy. Without that, you would die. My body reacted before my mind could tell me, "She's trying to kill you." I pulled up my dress, pulled out a knife, and flung it. If my body hadn't done that, all on its own, I would have been a dead woman. I have to admit, it was a lucky throw. My assailant must have heard I was a shooter. She'd squatted to let the shot go over her, so the knife had taken her in the throat rather than her ribs. As she fell, I recalled her name and put it to her face. Catherine Demisova was the Grigori who'd been waiting, along with Derek Smythe, outside the Balboa Palace when Felix had dropped me off the other night. I took a second to be surprised and grateful before I turned to help Felix. He hadn't been as lucky. Derek Smythe was not at all surprised by Felix's magic. Derek was primed to combat it. He was not primed for being tackled from behind, which was what I did. The Grigori didn't have time to catch himself. He yelled as he went down, and his Homburg flew off his head. I grabbed his greasy hair with my right hand and slammed his face into the pavement. Felix pointed a finger at Smythe's head, whispering a few words. Then Smythe lay still forever. As Felix and I stood there panting in the dim backyard, lights began to come on in the house, and I could hear Lucy's voice calling to her mother. The big light came on over the garage door. Veronica, Lucy, and Alice poured out of the back door in their dressing gowns, each armed with a knife. I was astonished, as much as I had energy to be. The women weren't as helpless as I'd thought. When they recognized us, the three stopped in their tracks. They looked down at the bodies on the ground. They looked back at us. They did not faint. They did not vomit.
I saw Eli. He's alive and well.
And that was the most important thing.